I switched to a lighter cane and learned how to use it. It made a big difference for me.
I've used roller tips for most of my life.
Folding canes and long canes.
So the cane that I like, it's about $50.
With a pencil tip.
Carbon fiber cane. It's made by a company called Revolution.
I must say, the heavier the cane, the more weight or pressure on my wrist and the way it was trying to control.
Welcome to Blind Abilities. And today we have Rocky G talking about canes, grips, tips, types of canes, what they're made of, how they work, what size are they, do they fold, do they telescope. She's not going to tell you what canes to use. She's not going to tell you how to use it. What she is going to do is give you a few examples and what works for her. But bottom line is, she wants you to decide. So get out there, grab a cane, tap around, see what works for you. Hope you enjoy.
Trying to control it and
right stroke of the cane, the tip of that cane.
And he showed me how to use it. Showed me the different techniques, what they call open palms.
Stand up straight, hold it in your hand, leave your arm at your side, you know, put your elbow against your rib cage and just bend your forearm and hold it.
I like the feedback that you get.
Try one of those free NF beer canes.
Dirty, rugged cane. I call it Iowa cane, the brass.
One thing to sit and tell you what canes I like, and I can tell you all day what I like and why I like it, but I don't want to say, I think you should get this for this reason or that reason, because everybody's different, and so I can tell you what I like, and I can tell you why I like it, but to start making recommendations when I haven't spent any time with you, hung out with you, gone somewhere with you. A number of us use different things, and we can all get really adamant about why it's cool. Just because I can go on all day about which canes are great doesn't mean you're going to agree with me, and so I'm trying really hard to stay neutral. The other thing I don't want to do is, because I do use NFB's canes primarily as my main cane, to sound like I'm preaching. It's blind people. It's organized blind people. It's not people that say, well, I took this recommendation because a sighted person told me that I should. It's people that said, well, I developed this technique because this wasn't working, but I discovered if I did this other thing over here that it would be. I would endorse these canes regardless of who made them. But I think it's interesting that when we go talking about canes like the NFB canes or the Iowa cane, those are canes that blind people had a hand in developing. And there's a reason for that, because we're the ones that use them. And I'm not saying don't listen to your travel instructor, but keep in mind that they only have to do 120 hours under a blindfold in order to pass, you know, in graduate school. They're clinical here for sighted people. Travel instructors is 120 hours. And just think of how many hours you've spent. You've had a lifetime of visual changes. So you got to make the decision for yourself. The first thing is the length. You got to pick the length that works best for you. Nobody can tell you what that's going to be, and that might even change as you use a cane. You might start out with one that's longer and decide, oh, I don't like this, it's a little unwieldy. Or you might start out with something and it's just catching in too many cracks and you're having to reach your arm out too much to compensate. Maybe your cane then is too short. So I wish I had you here and I could just hand you things and say, okay, stand up straight, hold it in your hand, leave your arm at your side, you know, put your elbow against your rib cage and just bend your forearm and hold it and see what feels right. It's all about the angle. I walk fast, so I like to stay at least 2 steps behind the tip of my cane. I like the NFB canes because they're hollow. The Iowa cane is really cool, but man, is it heavy. I have one of those and I like it. The thing I like about the Iowa cane is the tip, and it uses the same kind of glide tip as the NFB cane, and this is where I differ from most people in the world that like the roller tips. A lot of friends of mine like the marshmallow tip. I'm all about the steel tip, man. I that's really hands down the thing that I love first and foremost about using a cane is that it's a bit noisy depending on what you have it attached to. I find the rigid carbon fiber canes are really, really, really rigid, and they tend to make a different sound than the fiberglass canes. My fiberglass cane is the NFB type. It's the kind, you'll get one if you request a free cane, actually. You'll get the cane that I actually choose to buy. It's fiberglass and it's hollow, and I think you should get one. You can order a free cane from the NFB every 6 months. The NFB canes, of course, you can go to nfb.org, and off that main page there's a link to request a free white cane if you want to try the rigid style cane. Or you can click on the link that says Independence Market, and that will take you to the, you know, other canes that they sell. I like the fact that, you know, anybody who wants a cane should be able to request one. Nobody should ever have that, you know, be deprived of the cane if they need one. That having been said, I would use it no matter who. In fact, the NFB canes are now made by Chris Park, and he also makes canes for the ACB, and I love those too. First thing is the length. Figure out, even if you have to hold something else in your hand, just figure out what reach feels good in your hand. Doesn't feel too awkward. If you're 70 inches tall, you know, I would say, geez, start with a 65 and see if you like it. If you don't like it, you can always sell it or give it away or wait and figure out, okay, move your hand down and say, oh, I need a 63, or I really need a 67 because I walk so fast. Try different lengths. Maybe start with a cane that comes to your chin and see if that's too short or if it feels too cumbersome. My canes come between my nose and my eyebrow. So I like canes that are between 57 and 59 inches, and I'm really picky about that. 58 would be great, but most people make them in odd lengths. So if I order from the NFB, if the cane is super light, I go 59. If it's carbon fiber or straight fiberglass, I go with the 59. Iowa cane, I would take a 57 because it's so heavy. And the heavier the cane, like your cane, if I were using a heavier cane like that, I'd go 57. I have an NFB Type 8 folding cane, and it is made of carbon fiber, but it folds up like a traditional folding cane, except it has that awesome steel tip on the end. And it's kind of heavy. I really like the shorter lengths. The heavier the cane, the shorter the length, so that one doesn't have to be as long. The thing that the NFB canes also have, and I think also some of the Ambutech canes now have it, the slimline canes, which I also really like from Ambutech, have this grip on them, and it's almost like a spongy grip, like a bicycle handle grip. I mean, it's not like friction tape. It's some kind of really dense foam, but I mean, you could squeeze it, and it won't leave any finger divots in it at all. It's really, really comfortable. I can hold that thing for hours, and it just... it's awesome. I'm going to find Chris Park at CSUN and ask him what is that so I can wrap every single cane that I have with that stuff. It's awesome. And I don't know why they stick with that traditional golf grip. I just don't like it. I like that spongier grip even better than the plastic handles. The Iowa cane comes with a green plastic handle, and most of the NFB canes have a plastic handle. If you buy your NFB cane, it'll cost you $25 for the fiberglass and $40 for the straight carbon fiber. But they have that. The ones that you purchase actually have the grip on the handle that Chris Park puts on there. I just love that. It's awesome. This is just my preference. I didn't come to this place. I thought using a straight cane was just crazy and incredibly unwieldy and in the way and awkward. So with a straight cane, you know, you find corners, you find walls to lay it against. You find if you're at a table, you lay it flat so it can't trip on anybody and step on it. If I'm on the plane and I'm flying with a straight cane, I lay it along the window edge. on the floor, and I keep my foot on it, and it's legal to do that. I didn't start out that way, though. I thought straight canes were just crazy. And again, it wasn't until I had my first dog and I went back to using a one solid piece cane that I realized how cool the detection was. And I thought, well, I'll suffer with the awkwardness of where to stash it once in a blue moon. It's a great trade-off for that awesome detection. But that's just me. Some people go, oh, I'd never use that. You can get a folding cane from the NFB. And the last cane that I use is telescoping. And I'm one of the only blind people that loves telescoping canes. And it has nothing to do with hiding my blindness. It has to do with sometimes I'm in a place where I have a dog and I want a spare, or I need that spare, especially indoors. There's this myth out there in the world that blindness is synonymous with fragility. So we are raised with this idea, no, I gotta have a heavier cane because it's sturdy and it's safer. But you're not going to be leaning on it. You're not going to be putting all your weight on it. You're not going to be putting it out under the tracks so trains can run it over and cars can run it over. You know, ideally, you don't want your cane to break. But it's about feeling the surface in front of you. So my cane is so light, it just kind of balances on one finger. I love that. I don't feel like a heavy cane is going to make me a safer traveler if I use my cane properly. All a heavier cane's going to do is make my arm tired. So I've used those rolly tips. Somebody gave me one, actually, with a big ball tip on it. And I probably would have liked it better. I'm not really a tapper. I know the NFB really kind of frowns on this, I think, a little bit. They don't encourage the constant contact. But I kind of like it. I don't drag my cane, but as it touches down on the ground, there's a little bit of a slide. And the fiberglass is so flexible that it kind of almost bounces. So you don't hear smack, smack as I tap it. You kind of hear a little bit of a glide, a little tiny bit of a scrape as it comes down on the ground. And it's so light, again, that I can just lift it an inch and slide it. So I'm a little more of a constant contact. If the rolling tips had been like a freestyle bearing that rolled forward as well as side to side, I would have liked it even better. But I find that just because you can roll it to accommodate your arc doesn't mean that you still don't have to push it forward. And that sucker's heavy. So it's preference. It's all it is. I leave my elbow at my right side and I just bend my forearm and my palm is up. And my cane kind of sits on my index finger, my thumb goes on top, and I just open and close my hand. Nobody taught me this technique. I used it for years and then I read something and I discovered, oh, this is an actual legitimate technique. And you go to see that the technique was developed because it works, not because it's better or anything, but people started using it this way because it was comfortable. And that is interesting. I'm always intrigued with the way people do things. I don't have to adapt it, but I think I owe myself the ability to understand why people use what they use. Whether I choose to incorporate it or not is up to me, but I owe myself the ability to have done the research. So one of the things that I find about telescoping canes is that if you don't use them properly, they can collapse on you. You really need to pull them out and give them a good twist. Once you pull it, extend it, and each section you have to grab it and twist it like you're opening a jar. And twist it pretty tight. You want to be able to, you know, bang that thing on the ground and not have it collapse. You want to be able to tap it pretty good, because what if it hits something? You don't want your bottom section telescoping. But people always say, oh, they're not good for using them out on the street or whatever. And I'm here to tell you, I used a telescoping cane almost exclusively out on the street for years after my first dog started to really wind down and get sick. I wasn't in that place yet where I thought the straight cane was cool. I thought, I want something I can kind of stash away. A bunch of us did locally. I can name 3 or 4 people. My girlfriend is an attorney. A friend of mine, she was commuting over from the Bay Area, and she used the telescoping for a long time. I wouldn't recommend it for somebody that isn't pretty comfortable, because it can collapse and you gotta be prepared to deal with that. And some people just don't want that hassle. But I'm not afraid of it either, and I certainly can use it to get where I want to go. The NFB telescoping canes are a bit longer than what I like, and the reason that I like those canes that stow away is because they get so small. I can carry them as a spare cane. I can carry them as a dog handler. I can just drop them in my purse or my pocket. So Chris Park makes telescoping canes that the ACB of Missouri distributes. They're $20. The longest cane available in this style, however, is 57 inches because it's 9 sections. So you really do have to tighten them when you pull them out. The Missouri Council of the Blind will sell them for $19.95, I believe. I think they're $20, $19, $20. You can find them at their website. They sell them through the site mcbthriftstore.com. MCB is Missouri Council for the Blind, thriftstore.com. I repair them too, and whenever I have one break, I keep the sections. I have a whole drawer full of telescoping cane pieces. I've built myself several new canes out of those spare parts because they're $40 from the NFB. So they're carbon fiber, and I tend to like the fiberglass a little better. Carbon fiber is actually lighter, but it's a little bit more rigid, and the sound that it makes is just a little louder than what I want. So I tend to go back to the fiberglass. There's a little bit of flex to it. But for me, the NFB canes are just awesome, and I don't care whose name is on them. I'll buy them until I can't get them anymore. But that's just me. That's just me. I also have the telescoping cane from the ACB. It has a funky tip on it. It's small, like the NFB tips, the glide tips that the Federation uses, but it's not metal. So I don't like it as well, because, again, it's all about detection. But it's so little and tiny that it fits in my pocket. So that's my spare. It collapses down to like 10 inches. It's so tiny. I can take it to the dog park and shove it in my pocket. It's not even like, you know, folding up a cane where you've got 8 or 9 pieces to fold up. If you do get a folding cane from the NFB, get the Type 8, even though it is carbon fiber. That is a cane that is 7 sections. So when it's folded up, even the sections are shorter. So that's another good, you know, purse cane that's really sturdy enough and even kind of heavier than the canes I typically use. But it's another option. And you can get canes in any length. So the Federation makes canes, I think, all the way up to 69 inches. And I believe Ambutech does also. Ambutech has a number of canes that I like. They're called slimline canes. And again, I like them because of how light they are. The shaft of the cane is kind of skinny. It has a number of different tips. They have something called a hook style tip, and they're really easy to change out. And I really like that. They have a ceramic tip. And I've always wanted to try that just to see what it feels like. They've got a couple of really interesting kinds of styles of cane tips, but they're all about adapting. If you like something and you say, hey, I want this kind of cane and this kind of tip, they'll build it for you. The Ambutech is awesome. So they have big fat ones and traditional golf grips and pencil tips, and then they've got, you know, thinner, smaller canes that fold up. If you really do want something folding that's sturdy. Again, though, when you get into folding canes, you're talking about more weight, because of the cord in the middle and the tip and stuff. And for me, it's all about lightness, man. I want that cane to be light as a feather, because I'm not going to, you know, I've had people break aluminum canes. I had somebody trip on my cane when I was in school. He didn't even break it at the joint. He bent a section. And I mean, it would have taken a vise to straighten it, but it was like almost 90 degrees. It was bad. It was really bad. So you can break any cane. There's no cane that's too sturdy that it can't be broken. Even the solid fiberglass Iowa cane, although you really have to do a lot of work to break that. That's a great cane for hiking and stuff. The Iowa cane has a great tip. and love to know where to find tips for mine. It's just a push-on style tip, though, so you have to be a little bit careful that you don't lose it if the cane gets wedged in a crack or something, that you don't pull it out and leave your tip behind inadvertently. So, tons of choices. Tons and tons of choices. I'm probably going to lose a lot of favor here and make a lot of people angry, but I'm going to recommend one piece of reading. And again, it's not because of any kind of allegiance to any organization as much as it is a great piece of reading. I don't agree with all of it for myself in terms of cane use, but there's a piece that the NFB published. And if you put into Google care and feeding of the long white cane, the first link will take you to Future Reflections from 1996, and the whole piece is published there. And so in your non-existent spare time, when you're not dealing with family and school and stuff, go read that. You may think it's all bunk. Just read it, because it will teach you about how this technique is employed. It might seem over the top in places. Just read it. It's an awesome piece of reading. I even think sighted people that have any kind of inquisitiveness about how blind people travel and why they use their canes should read this. It's very descriptive. And in case you have a travel instructor who doesn't offer you all these different techniques and options to pick from, you'll just have more information. And that's what this is about, information gathering. So I'm not here to preach at you. I just want you to take all the info out there and gather the facts and then make your own choice based on what works best for you. And so never have too much information. All right. Thanks for listening. I'll speak to you next time.
This has been a Blind Abilities presentation. And if you want to find more podcasts with a blindness perspective, go to www.blindabilities.com. Leave us a comment or contact us at support@blindabilities.com. You can also follow us on Twitter @blindabilities and on the Audio Boom platform as the Blind Abilities Channel. Thanks for listening, and until next time, bye-bye.
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes, we can then begin to bridge the gap between
the limited expectations
and the realities
of blind abilities.
The realities of blind abilities.